Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
To quote Al Gore from The Simpsons, this calls for a celebration.
Very plainly. That's right. because the news gods hate us, as I predicted, the indictment would not happen right before our show. That would be crazy. Never would that happen. So, of course, not only does it happen, but it happens literally the day after we record. like, just as we hit publish, Donald Trump has been indicted. Like, of course. So, yeah, look, you've heard it from all the other people, so you're going to get to hear it from us and get our warmest of takes at this point. Yippee, I'm drinking.
I really need people out there to stop pouring cold buckets of water. Like I understand.
Enjoy it, man. Just enjoy it.
I understand, like, yes, there's going to be a shitload of motions. Yes, it's going to take probably like a year for the trial to actually take place. Yes, he still gets due process, and, you know, he ultimately has to be found, you know, in a guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. I understand all that. But guys, let's just have one fucking couple days here. Couple days to just bask in the sight of that dipshit getting walked into a fucking New York City courthouse and being forced to say that that he's pleading not guilty to charges that are actually being brought against him personally for like the first time in his entire fucking adult life, even though he's had probably 50 years of things that he's done that he could have been criminally charged for and just wasn't because he was who he was. And yes, it's a stain on the country that, you know, for the first time ever, a former president has been arrested and indicted and arraigned under criminal charges. I say we're finally catching up to all the other civilized democracies of the Western world.
Well, I would say we're catching up to the states inside our own democracy.
That's
that
true.
Do this all the time.
That's
was
true.
It four of the last seven, like,
Illinois governors.
Yeah, Illinois governors have gone to prison. Like, it's crazy high. You know, Democrats, Republicans, who cares? Like, how many former governors have gone to jail from Louisiana? Jesus Christ, it's so many. Again, cross party lines. So, look, I'm happy about this for obvious reasons. I am not in the business of yucking anyone's yum, as they say, for this. I think we are allowed to celebrate this not only, you know, legal but moral victory. Don't just be like, nothing's going to happen. Like, that's an easy way to never enjoy anything positively in politics. Yeah. Like, that's annoying. Sometimes you need to just celebrate to give yourself a break to keep the fight going because it is never ending.
And again, if the New York case doesn't work out, we still probably got two more coming down the pipe, baby.
There's still
more to come.
And look, I got to tell you, that federal case is looking a little bit more shored up than I think we previously believed. So
again, if I may quote another famous celebrity, in this case, a famous Republican persona. I can't even call her a politician. The best is yet to come.
no applause. Weird. Oh my God. She's such a sucker. Look, it's not a small deal to see the former president be indicted. I mean, to quote the current president, this is a big fucking deal, right? Like, it is. It's huge. It was great seeing that guy in the courtroom looking all dour and sad.
Yeah, isn't that the best? Like, there wasn't too many shots of him in the courtroom, but the shots that were, he wasn't looking like, you know, Trump with his fucking chest out and like defiant. Nah, he looked like every other dude that's sitting in court getting arraigned on some
charges. Oh, man, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I hope my lawyers can get me out of it. But look, there's a couple things here that are really funny. Mr. TV, right? Like, Mr. Wants to be on television all the time. Him and his lawyers argue to not have cameras in the courtroom for this trial, like, altogether. Like, no way. Because, look, at the end of the day, all that chest out, tough guy shit, is all puffery when he gets, when he has to sit in front of a judge and be fucking for real. He's very different. And I know this not from speculation. I know this because you can watch a deposition that he gave a couple of years ago. And he's a very different guy when he has to stand in front of lawyers, when he has to stand in front of judges, than he is when he's on television. So no, he doesn't want the appearance of who the real Donald Trump is, which is kind of a coward, kind of a snake, you know, afraid that he's going to get caught up in this shit for real. Because you can't bullshit your way past a judge, man. Like, that doesn't work. Those guys are like, I'm not interested in the puffery and all the pomp and circumstance. I'm interested in the facts. So I'm not surprised that they advocated to not have cameras in. But at the same time, I kind of don't want them to have cameras in. I want this to be above board. I don't want Republicans to have any excuse. Well, it was a circus and all. No. If he fucks up, let him fuck up on his own. That way there is no argument. And guess what? He will. He will fuck up.
Oh, see, and see, I'm the opposite. I want all the cameras because I want to force his fucking people to see behind the curtain. You know what I mean? Like to see him not, you know, on a stump, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like he's like, he can't sit, like you said, he can't sit there and act a fool in a fucking courtroom because he knows better.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. His team is concerned about a gag order coming down.
and they should be.
As they should.
Considering he waited exactly 3 hours to fucking hop a plane and fly back home after the arraignment and then rail about the fucking about the DA and the judge.
Yeah. He said Bragg should indict himself, which is a bit of a weird thing to say.
the rare self indictment. Like I've been a real asshole, committed some serious crimes.
You know what? Indictment. I got to get out of here, guys. Where are you going? Self indictment. Like, wow, this guy really lives by the letter of the law. Amazing. He doesn't fuck around. It's going to be interesting, right? Like, so his team is afraid of a gag order. I'm sure he's also afraid of that. But in the moments after being indicted, his people, his son, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and him, I believe, have all shared pictures of the judge's daughter on Truth Social.
Yes, because apparently she used to work with Kamala Harris or something like that. I think, or something along those lines. Like there was some connection between the judge's daughter and someone in the Biden administration in some way, shape, or form. So of course they're looking for every fucking, you know, conspiracy that they can to poke holes in this shit, because they assume that because they're corrupt as fuck, that everyone else surely must be as well.
Right. But like, okay. But I don't think that's the reason they're sharing it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a threat.
Oh, 100%.
Right, that, like, here's a picture of your daughter. Don't fuck around. Like, I don't see how you get through this without a gag order, my dude.
No, there's no fucking way. Like, because he can't control himself. Like, despite the fact that his lawyers could fucking take his phone out of his hands and throw it in the Hudson River, and he would still somehow find a way to fucking go on Tweet Social within an hour and talk about some bullshit.
I mean, it is really funny because there was an interview that Bill Barr gave to one of the Sunday shows this past weekend. And they're like, would you put Trump on the stand? He was like, absolutely not. He was like, nah, dude. Are you crazy? Get the fuck out of here. So he basically said, like, I wouldn't put Trump on the stand because he lacks self-control. This is his, like, this is his attorney general. Former attorney general was like, I wouldn't make that mistake if I were you, dude. And look, his other lawyers have got to feel the same way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you think New York isn't going to try to get that guy on the stand? Of course.
Well, no, they'll try. I think what'll determine whether or not he testifies is how the trial goes. Like basically, if he feels like that he's getting railroaded in the prosecution presentation of evidence, he's gonna beg them to I want to testify, and they'll be like, no, don't do that. He was like, no, they're killing me out there, like I need to set the record straight. And yeah. Meanwhile, that prosecutor's like,
oh please,
Let me make some Play-Doh snakes as I wait for this cross examination. It's gonna be amazing.
I mean, all you have to do is just keep goading him, mm-hmm. and he will eventually break, and he will say some wild shit. Sometimes you don't even have to goad him. Evidence. Take a look at the Sean Hannity interview where you say, "I don't think you would do that," and he goes, "I would do that." You're like. Let's move on. Holy shit, this guy's the worst.
That Hannity interview is the fucking conversation Trump is having with his lawyers in a microcosm, essentially. In that situation, Sean Hannity might as well be his attorney prepping him for trial. And he'd be like, yeah, like, you don't need to do anything like that. He's like, but I can, and there's nothing wrong with it, and I did do it, by the way.
And I'll do it again. I'll fucking do it again. Like, don't fuck with me. I mean, it is crazy. So I actually have that video. So let's play that quick clip of Trump being interviewed by Hannity. It's hilarious.
The question. I can't imagine you ever saying, bring me some of the boxes that we brought back from the White House. I'd like to look at them. Did you ever do that?
I would have the right to do that. There's nothing wrong with it.
But I know you. I don't think you would do it.
Well, I don't have a lot of time, but I would have the right to do that. Right. I would do that.
Let me move on.
Stop the clip for a second.
I love that.
That's my favorite part of the whole clip is when Hannity realizes, like, holy shit, he's about to walk himself up a pier. Let me pull a ripcord for him. And Trump's like, no. I'm not going to fucking pivot off this topic. Like, I'm going to dig myself as deep as I possibly can.
It just proves, like, I don't understand when Republicans say that Joe Biden is stupid. Like, I don't understand. Like, Joe Biden's dumb, but this guy seems brilliant to you. That's very weird. That's a very weird criticism. All right, here we go. Keep going.
I have the right to take stuff. Do you know that they ended up paying Richard Nixon, I think, $18 million for what he had? They did the Presidential Records Act. I have the right to take stuff. I have the right to look at stuff. But they have the right to talk, and we have the right to talk. This would have all been worked out. All of a sudden, they raided Mar-a-Lago, viciously raided Mar-a-Lago. I have tape, and I gave them tapes. You know, I gave them tapes of storage areas. I gave it to them. I could have held that back. I wasn't holding anything back that I cared about. I gave them tape. But you know the tape they don't want me to reveal? If possible, they've asked me, and I've so far adhered to it. The raid itself.
Wait a minute. I'll take that tape, I'll air that tape.
Everybody would take that tape.
Yeah, guess what? He's not going to show you that tape.
I say he's so full of shit.
Yeah. No, so, okay. This actually is a thing that I have scheduled for later in the show to talk about. Uh-huh. Let's talk about it now. Right?
Yeah, we're here. So there's a couple, like I said, a couple tells in the interview. So we talked about how he's, you know, he's like, you wouldn't do that. He's like, fuck, I wouldn't. Like,
hell
I
absolutely yeah, bro. Would.
Yeah. I also like how he's like, he fucking says, and again, like, Trump speaks in word salad anyway, so, like, who knows how much is a cogent thought and how much is him flapping his gums. But he even says, like, I didn't hold anything back that I cared about. Was a line that he says during this tirade, number two. And then I know you're going to point out this thing as well, the Richard Nixon.
Oh, I did some research on this. Oh, it's beautiful.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So he says, again, I've long said this, that he had, like, one Richard Nixon book or listened to Roger Stone talk about Richard Nixon, and he read, like, half the book, and then he was like, and then Richard Nixon lived a lovely, lovely rest of his presidency.
Happily ever after.
happily ever after, and just closed the book. They're like, but there's a lot more that happened.
I did not know this. He, in Nixon's later years, like, around, like, the 80s, 90s, Trump and him actually kind of grew somewhat close together, which is very interesting to me.
Nixon wanted Trump to run for office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just giving you an idea of the type of piece of shit person Richard Nixon still was closer to the end of his life. He died in 94. Not soon enough, in my opinion. But getting to what Richard, the point he makes about Nixon. He's wrong. Shocking fucking news. He's completely wrong about this Richard Nixon thing, right? He says that they paid him $18 million or his heirs, right? $18 million because of the Presidential Records Act. No, they didn't. It's not what happened. Not what happened at all. What he's mixing up, shocking news, is there's something called the Presidential Records and Materials Preservation Act, PRMPA, of 1974. That was passed, and it only applied to Richard Nixon, right? Because Richard Nixon was like, hey, man, I'm just going to go ahead and destroy these tapes. And they were like, the fuck you will. Hold on. We're going to pass this law, right? But it only applied to Nixon because of Watergate. However, they basically, the government had taken, like before that act had happened, presidents, anytime before that, presidents, whatever they created, like they wrote a note, whatever, that was their personal property. But they, most of the time, they would donate those properties to like the, basically like the White House records people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the archivist, and like, oh, these are notes I made, you know, here it is for the presidential libraries and, you know, just for like posterity type of thing, right? That was just what presidents did, but it was technically their personal property. However, Nixon comes around, Watergate happens, he's like, maybe I should destroy these tapes. And they're like, slow down, we're going to pass this thing so that you don't, because this is the first time this type of shit has ever happened or that we're aware of. Mm-hmm. And so that passed, right? The Presidential Recordings and Materials Preservation Act, right? So that passed in 1974 to stop Richard Nixon from doing what he did. However, later on in like the 90s, in 1992, the U.S. Court of Appeals and District of Columbia Circuit Court ruled that Nixon was entitled to compensation because basically they took all of his shit. And they were like, no, it's all under this record. So he was entitled to some compensation. Later on in 1978, they passed the Presidential Records Act, right? Which is what Trump said was passed against Nixon. That wasn't passed against Nixon, right? So basically, when that passed in 78, any president, that basically made it so that any president from 78 forward, right? Any president, all of their shit basically became public property, right? Which is how we look at it today. So this idea that Trump is like, well, under the Presidential Records Act, like I'm allowed to take anything, just like Richard Nixon did. No, Richard Nixon was a completely different thing. His shit was not under the Presidential Records Act. They passed a specific law to stop him from doing his dirt. So you can't, any president after 1978 already can't just take whatever they want and it's their personal shit because of the Presidential Records Act. So he doesn't understand fundamentally the difference, one, what happened to Nixon, because they did pay Nixon $18 million, right? But by the way, at the end of the day, between lawyer's fees and everything else, his daughters got to split $90,000 of that $18 million, right? So it wasn't like Nixon's like, family was like, woo, $18 million. Like, that's actually not what happened. His lawyers got like $7.5 million of that. So he fundamentally doesn't understand why Nixon got the $18 million paid out to him. And it's not because of the Presidential Records Act. That's not it at all. And that basically the act that they passed in 74, the PRMPA Act, basically was only for Nixon. And not only that, but it's kind of overshadowed by the Presidential Records Act. So don't listen to Trump about anything because he doesn't know shit about the stuff that even applies to him.
Like, well, and fundamentally not to,
very ignorant all this shit,
and forgetting the fact that he's an idiot. So when he says that, when he's like, "Oh, they paid Nixon $18 million," so what are you implying, that you're hanging on to this shit in the hopes that the government's going to like pay you out for it or something like that? Like, is that your implication?
It's like a weird, like you're pushing for like sort of an exploitative perspective. It's very weird, but he's fundamentally wrong about that. Like. No, dude, they passed the Presidential Records Act. Like, from Reagan forward, no president can argue that anything they made or created or happened to them while president is their property. It literally isn't because of a law that was passed in 78. So, last time I checked, you were president after 1978. Ergo, you know, this is not this applies to you. So this shit is public. It's not private information. So again, if you hear Republicans or you hear Donald Trump very specifically say he's allowed to take whatever he wants, he literally is not. And that's what this federal case is about. But yeah, when he said that, I was like, $18 million of Richard Nixon, immediately my bullshit flag went up. And I was like, let me read up on this to see exactly what this is about. And it's actually, I link it. It's a factcheck.org article that's very good. And they actually link out to the GovTrack, you know, bills and things, laws that were passed for the Presidential Records Act and everything else. So you can read up on all of that. It's in the docket. But no, he's lying. Not even lying. He's just wrong. Right. I think he thinks he's right. I don't think he thinks he's telling something that's false. I think he's just ignorant on it. Shocking news. So, look, getting back to this. It is quintessential Donald Trump that the thing that he gets indicted on first is because he had to get his dick wet with a porn star. Of course. And not only that, he's cheap about it. Right. Like he's cheap about it. So it, like he couldn't just have sex with her, do the hush money payment. He got to get compensated too. Like, you know what I mean? Like he couldn't just be like, you know what, Cohen, like, look, you pay her off or I'll pay her off, whatever, straight cash. Let's not worry about it. But then he's like, let me see if I can get like all my taxes. Let me see if I can write it off a little bit. His cheapness is what got him in trouble.
Like, I know people are like, I can't believe this is the first thing that's being charged and it should not be leading the way. I don't know. To me, to Jay's point, this seems like the most Trumpian thing that could have ever happened in the history of this planet. So.
No, like, oh, shocking news. Donald Trump gets in trouble for trying to fuck a porn star and keep it quiet. Yeah, no, that seems about right. But it's funny because his lawyers are now making the argument that it's not because it's not an in-kind contribution. This is not a political contribution because he was paying this hush money payment to save his marriage, not about his campaign.
Yeah, but we haven't seen the full list of indictments. So what we understand is that there's 34 counts. All of them are felony charges that are being levied against him. But most of what he's being charged for is centered around like the bookkeeping for the Trump organization.
Absolutely.
It's not. And they're really, we don't know for sure, but I don't really think they're dipping into the election law part of the thing here, because that wades into muddier waters. It's a lot easier to prove like, look, this guy's cooking the books. At his organization centered around these fucking payments that you know, he made. Like, forget the reason why the payments were made. It's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, like,
I don't actually give a shit.
He was trying to launder them through his company and was doing so for years.
Look, you know, the sort of moral implications about, oh, whether or not Donald Trump, you know, he's not a good guy because he slept around. Spoiler alert. You think this is the first time? You think it's the first time? Get out of here. Look, I have my own conspiracy theory about a different story that's tied to Donald Trump about sleeping with a woman. I don't think that one guy who was like a Republican campaign contributor who was like sleeping with like a playmate or something. And then it was like, oh, well, you know, he paid her off too. And I was like, My weird. This is my weird conspiracy theory. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying this is how I feel.
I think that guy laid down
a sword for Donald Trump on that one. I don't think that was about him. I really don't.
People are saying.
A lot of people are saying, Brent. A lot of people, like everywhere. But I think that guy laid down. I think that guy fell on the sword for Trump. I really do. I think that's another woman he slept with. And look, I don't know that for a fact. That's just my own conspiracy theory. Don't hold it to anything, right? But that being said, Donald Trump getting busted for sleeping with Stormy Daniels. I mean, that's pitch perfect, right? Like, come on, man. If this is how we take down the first president, like post being in office, hell yes. Like that's the most American shit I've ever heard.
It truly is one of the most American things. Again, as the cliche goes. We got Al Capone on tax evasion.
Hey, however we get him, like ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Like, who cares?
Right.
I don't.
Like, did OJ go down for double murder? Nah, he went down for burglary. Did he get the book thrown at him because he probably killed his wife and her boyfriend? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like, probably. Yeah, I mean, they did in that case, but the actual stabbings, no. Like, oh, did you take a couple of trophies and like maybe your old cleats? And they were like 40 years. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. It's a bit weird, but like, I'm gonna allow it because that guy was definitely fucking guilty. 100%. So look, you know, the arraignment and everything else is great. I do think it's bullshit that he doesn't have a mugshot. Look, I think if you're going to talk about the president not or a former president not being the king, you treat him like you treat everybody else.
Honestly,
I don't care about the handcuffs. That I mean, like, that's just my own personal kink. I would love to see it, but he should have a fucking mugshot. 100%.
I get why you're saying that. I really don't want him to be able to like fundraise off of that, and you know he would. So
he's going
to
fundraise off of this anyway.
That's true.
I want the Tom DeLay level mugshot of him just being like, you know, just like a fucking goofball. Yeah, like, look, give me the whole nine, man. Like, I want the fingerprint image of him just like, fucking putting his hand on there, pushing his head in the car. Like, I want the whole thing. Give me the whole thing. If he fundraises,
if you're gonna do the mugshots, I want like the mugshots of the people from like Hot Fuzz at the end of the movie, like when they all got rounded up and they had just like the real like over the top angry faces. Like that's the Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. I don't want happiness. I mean, the Tom DeLay one is hilarious. He's just like, I'm corrupt. like dude, you super are. Holy shit. Like nice veneers, by the way. But it's I would have liked to see the mugshot. That being said, one story that is sort of getting buried in all of this is Ron DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
right? When Donald Trump was initially indicted, right? Like the indictment has happened, the arraignment has now happened.
When the indictment was leaked, because they didn't formally announce it on Thursday, it was leaked that they did vote to indict him on right. 34 counts. We didn't know whether they were felonies or misdemeanors at that point. We come to find out they're all felonies. So the news had been leaked, and Ron DeSantis sent out a tweet literally, and I mean literally 5 minutes after the news came out that the indictment had passed. So you know he was like sitting on this.
Right. And so he basically says that he will not cooperate with an extradition of Donald Trump from Florida to New York. Now, of course, that didn't need to come to pass because Trump and his lawyers were smart and reasonable and went to New York, had him arrested, arraigned, all of that, fingerprinted, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then he went back to Florida, right? It was without incident. Shout out to, I forget who it was on Twitter, was like, holy shit, man, when Donald Trump gets fingerprinted, imagine the amount of cold cases they're going to be able to figure out from the 1980s. Which I thought was pretty funny. I was like, that's not bad. They should definitely take his DNA. I'm like, but for real. Because maybe a couple of hookers have come up dead in the 1985. Was he involved? Maybe. I don't know. You know, lifestyles of the rich and famous. What can I tell you? Yeah. But Ron DeSantis saying that he would not cooperate as governor of Florida in a potential extradition is a dangerous thing to say. It's a very, very dangerous thing to say. And look, I give credit to, as they're often referred to as the professional left, are the only people I heard really making rabble about that. Mm-hmm. And that's for good reason, because that actually is a big deal. For a governor to be like, fuck the federal laws. I'm not going to do that. It's not a good sign, man. That's not a good sign. And look, whatever you think of Donald Trump, and mm-hmm. there's many terrible things to think of him. I probably agree with him. I think Ron DeSantis is a little bit more dangerous. I think he actually is a lot more dangerous, actually, because I think that guy has a real serious, and I don't mean this hyperbolically, I think that guy has a real fascist streak to him. I really think he does.
I don't even think it's purposeful fascism. Fascism, sorry. I think it's more of a almost like a Napoleon complex kind of thing. I think it's an insecurity that he's projecting outward and trying to overcome. Look, I think the same.
I mean, if you look at all the fascists, that aligns, right?
That's true.
They're all small men, like quite literally all small men trying to pretend to be big.
But like DeSantis knows that this is a freebie, right? Because he knew that Trump was gonna surrender himself. So he knew he wouldn't like his back was never going to come up against the wall with housing a fugitive in the state of Florida.
Right, exactly.
If push came to shove, there's no fucking way he would have stood in the way of an extradition.
No, probably not. But I don't like the language of it all. Like,
I don't either. Sets a very bad precedent. But yeah. So
yeah. There you go. By the way, if you're watching this and you wonder why did Brad change,
why was there a hard cut and Brad's wearing a different t-shirt that he was wearing
like,
last night?
Like, wow, these guys are doing costume changes. This is amazing. And why did my wall suddenly get fixed? So we had technical malfunction. Days later, we are finishing the second half of the show. I moved my desk physically. Brad, of course, put on a different shirt after
two. Yeah, days. I changed my shirt from the prison jumpsuit orange shirt that I had on when we first started recording in homage to Donald Trump getting indicted. So
yeah, so like it's funny because the docket is a couple of days old, so there are like updates to other stories we have coming up, which is great. So we're timely. All right, so moving on from there. So there's a couple of there's a bit of polling that's out. In reference to the indictment, how Americans feel about the indictment, which I think are pretty interesting. CNN poll released on Monday found that 60% of Americans approve of the indictment. 62% of independents approve of the decision to indict Donald Trump. Support for the indictment fell, of course, along party lines, with 94% of Democrats approving the decision to indict Trump, while 79% of Republicans disapproved of the decision. I mean, those numbers are obviously high going in, you know, either direction. But it is pretty telling that only 79% of Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like, in a normal circumstance, Republicans circle the wagons pretty hard. And I'm surprised it's not well into the 90s. But even they're like, all right, some of us are really sick of this guy. And, like, this is clearly a huge mistake on his part. So that's a little telling. An ABC Ipso poll released on Sunday found that 45% of Americans believe Trump should be charged with a crime in the case, while 32% said he should not. Yeah, and then it's like a Quinnipiac poll. 62% of Americans, or 93% of Republicans and 70% of independents, thought the indictment was mainly motivated by politics. 66% of Democrats said it was mainly motivated by the law. Here's the thing.
Seems low, honestly, for Democrats.
It does seem low. It is motivated by politics, and it's also motivated by the law. It can be both things. He broke the law, and they're going after him because he is a Republican who continuously has broken the law, not only in the 4 years that he was president, you know, and not just the run up to that in the election, which is what this is about, but also just throughout his entire career. Look, he's like, it's like the O.J. Simpson thing. I think we mentioned that earlier in the show. Like, they didn't throw the book at him because he stole some memorabilia. They threw the book at him because they like, we got him on something. And that guy definitely murdered two people and got off. So it's like, yeah, this is going to be, call it fair or unfair. I mean, it is a bit unfair, I guess, by the letter of the law. There is sort of a compounding interest because he has skirted so many times on other charges. Like, if he gets hit with a guilty plea, conviction. Yeah, they're probably going to try to throw the book at him because they're like, dude, we might not be able to get him again. I mean, but that's just a reality. But you're a public facing person, like, and you're a fucking criminal. So
I am laughing at Republicans like countering with like, oh, you're going to indict Donald Trump in New York. Well, we're going to go vote. You know, we're going to indict Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton in like, you know, Texas somewhere and charge them in Texas. And I'm like, okay with what though? Cause like, it's not like Alvin Bragg pulled this stuff out of thin air and made out of whole cloth. Like, sure. Right. If there's a compelling reason, if there's crime, absolutely go for it. Like, we're fully in support.
Right. Like it was kind of weird to see, there was some report of like Republican attorneys generals, being like, oh, we're ready to go after Biden in whatever fucking state. And it's like, on what?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, to your point, like, this shit isn't made up out of whole cloth. This is a legitimate thing he did. And, like, I get it. It is partially about politics. And like I said, I will happily admit that. Of course it is. You can't – look, unless he straight up murdered someone, then that would be the only circumstance where it's like, this is, has nothing to do with politics. Right. Like,
but here's the thing. You say it's about politics.
But here's the thing. It doesn't mean it's only about politics. And that's –
well, that's the point I was going to make is, like, you say it's about politics. It's not as if Alvin Bragg is sitting in his office – and it's like, ooh, I'm going to write up these charges against Donald Trump myself personally. And no, his prosecutors are doing that. And last time I checked, his prosecutors are not political appointees. They're not elected officials. They're just regular dudes working for the DA's office. And no prosecutor is going to sign their name next to charges that can't be sustained in court. Like you're not going to get line prosecutors to frivolously charge your political enemies just because you fucking want to. That's not how that works.
And look, if you are one of the attorneys generals in one of these other, like in a red state, let's say, and you want to go after Biden, I hope that you realize that going after him for a frivolous thing only makes him stronger. Like, that's mm-hmm. all it does. Because if you go after him on some like bullshit, like, but what about Hunter Biden's laptop shit? Yo, that shit is not going to work in court. It is going to get laughed the fuck out. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, right, you're a piece of shit and you're going after him for nonsense. Mm-hmm. And whether he is, if that's like, I guess it would be a time where he's out of office, right? All it's going to do is backfire and make Democrats rise to the occasion to rally the troops around whatever Democrat is in office or Democrats in general. Like, if mm-hmm. you have a legitimate reason, you should bring a case, right? Like, and I don't mean a legitimate political reason. I mean, this is a law that was broken. Let's go after this guy and do it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you go after Barack Obama. If he did something illegal, go after him. Weird. I don't have a problem
funny,
with that.
Funny thing is that as much as we like certain Democratic politicians, like, we don't tie our identity to being fucking stands for them. So, like, we couldn't care less. Like, you know, like, oh, we're going to get Bill Clinton. Okay. I'm sure there's plenty of things you could probably get Bill Clinton
for. Yeah, you probably could.
If you know where to look, go for it. Have fun.
I mean, but here's the thing. They don't call him Slick Willie for nothing, you know? Like, best of luck, you know? Best of luck. That guy got blown in the White House and you couldn't get him out of office. Like,
no.
Nah. Like, so, I mean, I am not one of these sort of centrist Democrats who are like, but what about when they come after us? Is it for a legitimate reason? Then I don't care. Is it for an illegitimate reason? Then best of luck. Best of luck. Like, if you think you can nail that down in a court of law, I hope it's good.
Again, you can go back to us on this show several years ago being like, hey, like, you know, Bob Menendez. Yeah, you should probably get him out of there. Like, he fucking sucks. Like, come on. Yeah. Like,
yeah. The
fact, you know, we're nothing if not consistent.
Right. The fact that guy is still in Congress is ridiculous to me. Like, it's just utterly ridiculous. But
and again, he was acquitted. So, like, I guess you know he had his day in court. So
what can you do? But that dude was definitely corrupt as fuck. Like, he just is, right? Not quite the Tom DeLay of the Democratic Party, but pretty bad. But pretty bad, right? So, I don't mind that these numbers are what they are. They're kind of what I expected, except for I think maybe the Republican numbers are a little telling that they're a bit low. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't completely rally the troops.
Well, and like you mentioned, like, some of these stories have gotten some context and some updates that we can speak to. I mean, Chris Hayes opened his show on Wednesday.
Oh, with it was like, brutal.
Yeah, with like he's like basically his whole point was like I understand why people are scared because of 2016 and why you know, like, people on the left especially have this, like, you know, this fear, like, that giving, you know, feeding the attention monster Donald Trump attention will only serve to help him. But he's like, it's not good when you get indicted on 34 criminal charges, like, no matter who you are, and much less the, you know, the presumptive Republican nominee for president in 2024. Like, right. that's not something you want to march into battle hung around your neck.
No, it's not. And that was a really good opening. I actually really liked it. It had a very, like, Mad Owl feel to it. I was like, oh, I kind of miss this, right? But the one thing that I thought was actually really interesting that I heard, not in that episode, but a number of, like, maybe about 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. You know, somebody had mentioned, they were like a guest on his show or something, and they mentioned something I thought was just really fascinating. They were like, why the fuck would the Republican Party, if they're really thinking about this, why on earth would they want Donald Trump to be their nominee for president? If he were to win, I just had never thought about this. If he were to win and beat Joe Biden, he would immediately be a lame duck president.
Also correct.
So there's no impetus. Like, he would have no impetus to work with Democrats, obviously, right? But Democrats would have no impetus to work with him. Like, if they held any part of Congress, be like, fuck this guy. Just sit on your hands. See you in 4 years, asshole. Like, just tank every single thing he did. Fuck him. And then just like, bah, you're done. Like, you don't run for re-election. There is no argument. Just like, hey, well, you're fucked. Congratulations.
I heard you spent four years
doing nothing.
I heard that too. I only laughed because as soon as I heard it, I immediately thought to myself, he would absolutely try to be like, no, it's only 4 years per term. Oh,
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Like, well, no, I can do 8 years. I'm allowed to do eight.
And the wild thing is Republicans would back him up. They'd be like, no, that makes sense. Because, you know, the founding fathers never – like, dude, no. Like, if that was true,
good luck getting a constitution – repealing a constitutional amendment in this day and age.
Yeah, if that was the case, you know, FDR would still be president. Like, his ghost is like 42nd term. Like, get out of here. So, like, the idea that he would try that is absolutely true. I mean, he had already kind of laid the groundwork before. Because remember, he was like, well, they investigated me for the first, you know, 4 years. So I should get a do-over.
So it doesn't count somehow.
Like, yo, look, I know you cheat in golf, but you're not getting a fucking mulligan on your first go-around. That's not how this works.
But also, aside from that, the only reason I would disagree with you is because even though Democrats could sit on their hands for 4 years, and they would probably, he can do a lot of damage. Of course. From the desk, and he has the Supreme Court that would absolutely back him up. So
yeah, that's true. Look, I don't need it. I don't want it, like, at all. I need this guy. Again, if I had my druthers, it would be that he loses badly, and it is embarrassing to Joe Biden yet again. And then after the inauguration day, he dies. Like, just of a massive coronary. That would be the last, like, as they put him into the cell, like, as they push his head into the cell for that very first time, he has a coronary and he dies. Like, yeah. So that's fine. That's all I want. You know, look, I'm willing to wait, man. I'm willing to wait. I don't even need instant gratification. I'm an adult. So, the numbers are not looking great. I think there was another poll. I think it was for, like, the morning consult poll that had something like, only 10% of Republicans believe he did, well, quote, nothing wrong and didn't even deserve to be indicted. 10%? Those people can't be watching the news, right? They have no idea what the story is even about. Like, that's madness. But yeah, it does not bode well that people generally just don't like him.
The numbers spell disaster for him at Sacrifice.
Yes, absolutely. That's still one of the greatest videos of all time. So Donald Trump also it's his week. He also decided that he was going to go on Hannity, and I'm going to cue that clip up in a second. But we
played that already. Remember?
Did we?
Oh, we did because we talked about it immediately.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I would do that. I would totally do crime.
I would absolutely do it. Here's why it's not a problem. Not only can I do that, but I probably did.
Yeah, like, just saying. By the way, Nixon got 18 million. That's not how that story went. That's right. We did talk about it. So, you know, experts say that they report that Trump may have shown secret documents to donors tying him directly to the scheme.
Of course he did.
Of course. Why would he not? Dude, you think Donald Trump could have a treasure trove of secret documents and not use it to brag to his other rich, sycophantic friends?
Here's how I know definitively that aliens have never visited the planet while the U.S. has been around.
Exactly.
100%. There's no like big conspiracy cover up to the JFK assassination.
9/11.
Like, because all of this stuff would have been blabbed about by him because he would not have been able to restrain himself.
The only way that's not true is if that clearance somehow is like Independence Day, where the clearance is even higher than the president's, like even he doesn't know. That's the only way it's true. At this point, it is unbelievable that a person who has ultimate clearance, like Donald Trump, wouldn't immediately on day one, because this is what I would do, I'd be like, show me the alien reports. Like, that would be the first thing. I'd be like, all right, how's the budget? Budget's good. Cool. Bring in the ID4 information. I would like to read it.
day one, he's like, with his desk, they're like, sir, what are you doing? Like, I saw both of the National Treasure movies, little long, little convoluted, but I see that my desk has a secret compartment that leads to the Library of Congress, where there's a book of secrets, and I want to see the book. I'm the president. I'm allowed to see the book.
Bring me the book.
Betcha. I bet there's a lot of Bill and Monica secrets, if you know what I mean, in the secret book. Some information that he might not want to know.
Ugh, gross. But hey, maybe they'll go after that. Sure, get the tapes. Look, it's apparently legal experts said that new revelations about the obstruction of evidence collected by special counsel Jack Smith's team to land President Donald Trump in deep legal trouble. So if it holds up, according to former Solicitor General Neil Katyal, it ties Trump directly to the scheme. If it holds up, and of course we don't know, and Trump is entitled to presumption of innocence and all that, but if that's what the special counsel Jack Smith is looking at and looks like what he got, that's going to be devastating. Yeah, dude, him showing people the documents he fucking stole is amazing and completely on brand. It's completely on brand. Like, oh, really? Did Donald Trump show his friends? Fuck yes. He was like, hey, check this shit out, dude. This shit is dope, son. Like, you're not gonna believe the shit we got. 100%.
You know how every hotel in the world like has a Bible in the bedside drawer? Like every room in Mar-a-Lago has a classified document in the bedside drawer, so that, you know, if you're staying in Mar-a-Lago, you get a free look. At something cool.
Do you want to see the knock list? Like, yeah, here you go. There's all the spies we have all around the world. This shit's awesome. I think that there is definitely a higher than 0% chance that this is true. I don't think this is an exaggeration at all. It feels very on brand for him. And frankly, my biggest thing is the likelihood that he has tried to sell secrets is even more on brand. If we're being honest, but we'll see. But for him to fuck it up only for like bragging rights, yeah, that's about right. That's a perfect end to his presidency, that he goes to jail just to brag to a bunch of other insecure, rich dickbags eating overcooked steaks at his shitty resort in Florida. Yeah. Let me write that headline, New York Times. That's what I want. But yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all. So DeSantis signs a bill into law that allows concealed carry in Florida without a permit or training.
Doesn't seem like a good idea, gotta say.
Have you been to Florida? Is this really what we need?
By the way, it's as if DeSantis knows that this bill is very unpopular, because apparently you know, Mr. fucking bombastic ceremony. I love to stand on the fucking stump and talk about how I'm fighting against, you know, woke liberals in the state of Florida. And this is where the woke agenda goes to die and all this shit. Yet when we have this, which is a huge win for conservatives on legislation that that's probably very popular, he does it in a very small unannounced ceremony inside of his office with just some members of the NRA present.
Yeah. So this is, I agree. That is telling. There's also, Florida joins like 25 states that have this, which is interesting, right? Like I saw a bunch of people say, well, you know, it's happened in these other states and it hasn't been a problem. It's like, hasn't been a problem. Gun deaths are at an all-time high. Also, have you been to Florida? Has a bit of a reputation for being a lawless psycho land. Florida man exists for a reason. But you know what? Do you. Best of luck. Florida is one of the last states that should have this law, as far as I'm concerned. Law enforcement isn't too pleased about this.
Oh, gee, you think? I wonder why.
Hey, best of luck
again. Turns out that not knowing who the fuck has a gun on them and who doesn't makes things really fucking twitchy for cops when you're trying to go up and arrest somebody.
And look, here's the thing. How does that stop people? Like, we all are aware that drug trafficking in and out of Florida is real high, right? Like, it's super high. Like, people get busted on 95 all the time. How does that prevent people, like, people are going to carry more guns on them from out of state now because they're going to feel like, well, shit, I don't know what's going to happen on the road, blah, blah, blah. You're going to increase, like, weirdly, and I don't want to coin this term because it's kind of a gross thing to think about, but, like, gun tourism, right? You know, it's like this idea of people coming in and be like, well, shit, you can carry a fucking concealed handgun around in Florida all the time because you don't need a permit. So that means if you're out of state, who gives a shit, man? You just bring the shit in. I don't care for that. I don't care for that at all. But Ron DeSantis is doing things, whether he agrees with them or not, I have no idea. I think he's a goober anyway, or a meatball, if you will. So I don't think he really even has policies of his own. I think he just kind of goes the way of the wind. But this is a really bad one, and it's going to get people killed. Florida is one of the states that had one of the worst mass shootings in a school. But you know what? All right, man. Best of luck, I guess.
Not only, like you mentioned, gun deaths are going up. That's not just murders. Like, suicides go up exponentially when guns are more readily available. And again, like with cops, like you get this feedback loop that you know caves in on itself, because if cops are more, you know, on edge about approaching people because you don't know who has a gun or not, that's gonna tempt them to pull out their firearms and shoot first more frequently and things of that nature. And so it just, it, nothing good comes of it. Nothing good comes of it. Like you cannot state an effective legal reason other than, well, the Second Amendment that I don't know how to interpret correctly says blah, 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 blah. You know, that's
all I am a regulated militia. Like,
right. It's all they got.
I get it. You're very cool, but no, you're not. But look, all of this has everything to do with him running in 2024. Everything to do with that. Every move that Ron DeSantis makes is an audition tape for the most virulent lunatics in his party for 2024. Because he is
good luck piling up those sandbags, buddy. Because again, helps you in the spring, helps you in the summer, does not help you once we get to fall.
No.
Then you have to backpedal.
Yeah, and how are you going to backpedal on this?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm a Democrat and I hear that Ron DeSantis has done this and he's running for president, all I can assume, right, and I think it's a decent assumption to make, is that you think that that policy should work nationwide. right? You can't pull a Mitt Romney and go, well, it was good for Massachusetts, but it's not good for the nation. No, if it's good for the, if it's good for Florida, why would you not think that it's good for the nation, right? Do I want to live in a country? Spoiler alert, no. let me answer before I even ask a question. That open, permitless, no training, gun carrying is completely permissible. No. No, that sounds that sounds like a terrible fucking idea, right? So if I'm Joe Biden, I hang this around his neck immediately. Mm-hmm. I immediately point to, look how many kids have been killed. It is the number one killer of children. You didn't even have to say adults. Just children, because it's 100% accurate. And this asshole wants to make sure that people just walk around with no permit. And I would be like, even responsible gun owners don't agree with this shit. So you don't, you can hit him coming both ways, right? Which you should. But incidentally, he's getting ready to sign an abortion bill that is basically going to ban abortion in all of Florida.
Good luck.
Best of luck running on that shit. Because again, the reason Democrats kicked the shit out of Republicans and stopped the red wave was because of the argument on reproductive rights. It is still a real issue, and it will not go away until it is restored. It will not go away. It simply will not go away. And I know this because it didn't go away for Republicans. They fought.
I mean, again, we just saw a special election in Wisconsin for a Supreme Court seat in that state Supreme Court, where the biggest issue, like the biggest issue, was the protection of abortion rights, because this seat would determine which you know political side had the majority on the court. And in Wisconsin, which is a about as close to a 50-50 state as you can get, the liberal, because it's a judge, the liberal nominee won by like 10 points.
Yeah.
Against an incumbent.
It is a very real live wire issue. And for women, it is not going to go away. For young people, it is not going to go away. So, and young men too. Like, dude, I don't want to have kids. Like, relax. So, I'm going to enjoy that. Like, I'm going to enjoy watching Republicans get absolutely trounced on this issue, because they will not stop. Like, it was funny because Hayes mentioned a comment from Ann Coulter where she was like, hey, guys, we won on the issue. Like, abortion is no longer allowed, you know, across the board, and the states can do what they want. How about we stop, as Republicans, stop doing more and more restrictive laws, because we're getting destroyed, basically.
Yeah.
And she's right. Like, you won the war, but now they can't help themselves because they've spent 50 years convincing themselves that it's not just enough to remove a national allowance of it. You must outlaw it completely and make it impossible. Well, guess what? There's more of us than there are of you. There are, and you're dying. You're dying.
This strategy is confounding, because they can see the polling, like they're not blind to the polling. They can see that it's, you know, that abortion specifically, let's just say, is, you know, like 75-25, like most people in this country, you know, want some sort of, you know, pregnancy termination access, period. That's just the facts. Right. And yet they still keep running up against this shit and trying their hardest to jam it down their throats. Like, what do you think that's going to win you eventually at the end of the day?
I guess admiration from the right, but they're
from their own small base.
Yeah. Ever shrinking base. Again, they're dying, and they're dying fast. Quite literally. I don't even mean like politically. I mean, literally they're dying. So you're not winning. Well, no kidding. But you're also not winning over young people. Like, yeah, you're winning over a couple of fucking Ben Shapiros over there, but it's not enough of them. For every one Ben Shapiro you win over, we get like 35. Right? So it's
You're probably conservatively estimated.
Yeah, actually, you're right. It's probably in the thousands, honestly. Like, it's just young people are not particularly interested in living in a world where they don't have birth control and women don't have control of their bodies. They really are not.
Well, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this with our next story. They're radicalizing, like, under 30s in this country right now, basically. Like, the Republican Party is radicalizing under 30-year-olds to be, like, progressives, essentially. Because, again, you know, the reaction is equal and opposite. So if you're going to slant super hard to the right and end up in, like, this, like, fascistic bend,
right,
you're going to get the rebound snapping back the other way. And whereas normally you'd have to deal with, like, a lot of liberal policies, a lot of, like, you know, center-left policies, you're going to have people being like, oh, fuck no. Like, you know, like we're going to push this back and shove it down your throat twice as hard. It's like, you know, it's like the argument that we make with guns all the time is because they're not willing to come to the table for common sense legislation. At some point, it's going to snap back and go completely the other direction.
Yep.
So
look, they don't learn, man. They don't learn. And look, it's best of luck. Like it's just, mm-hmm. It's really, excuse me. It's really short-sighted, but that's my favorite part about the Republican Party. They're incredibly short-sighted and they will continue to stick their dick in the fire and go, ow, that hurt. Well, guess what? We told you to stop doing that, but they're like fucking little children. They really don't pay attention. So again, sometimes you get short-term victories, like our next story. I don't think you're ready for what happens next. I really don't. So originally, at the time of when Brad was wearing a different outfit, there was a upcoming vote to expel three Democrats out of the state legislature in Tennessee, who had protested on the floor of the state legislature with anti-gun or pro-gun regulation folks. I guess maybe anti-killing kids at school.
Sure.
Protests.
So I want to point out the reason that they decided that they would hold votes to try and expel these three members is because they apparently broke a House rule by joining in solidarity with the protesters that were conservatives like to say, I see liberals don't mind invasions when it's not January 6th. No. These people came in through the front door, came in through the metal detector, didn't have guns, wasn't trying to fucking overthrow the fucking government. Look, they were there to stage a protest, which we see inside of state houses all the time.
By the way, sit-ins. Republicans have tried to do that, but they do it with guns because they want an intimidation factor. They don't just come in and just voice their opinions, right? Like, I mean, I guess there are definitely times when they do, but the most famous ones are definitely when they, like in Michigan and shit like that, where they surround the Capitol or they come into the Capitol and stand in the balconies with fucking AR-15s like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what happened here. So, Brad, you want to give the update on this?
Yeah, so they're having these hearings today, and so they've already voted to expel Representative Justin Jones. I believe Representative Justin Pearson is currently
they're both gone.
Okay, and then Gloria Johnson, I guess, is next up.
Take a guess what happened there, Brad. Hold.
Oh, wait. Well, hang on. Let's back up and establish some facts. So the reason that, isn't it curious, and this is probably just a coincidence, I'm sure, but the reason that that Jones and Pearson were, you know, like first, there's something about them that's very different than probably most of the legislators in the Tennessee state legislature.
Curious. I wonder what it is.
Yeah, they're young black men.
Yeah. Huh. Strange. And
so what happened with Gloria Johnson? I'm curious.
So Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, both who are black, they were expelled. The vote to, quote from Politico, the vote to expel their colleague, Representative Gloria Johnson, who is white, failed.
Wow. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, she stays.
Wow. Wow. Just don't even fucking pretend to be.
Yeah. No. She's there doing the same protest they're doing.
Yeah.
For the same reason they keep her. They expelled
this young lady. And they even asked her outside, like after the Jones vote, but before the Pearson vote, they're like, yeah, why are they going first and not, and what determined that? And she's like, well, she's like, I can't tell you, but I can guess. Take a look at the color of their skin and the color of my skin. That's probably your reason.
There you go. Look, shout out to her for being 100% honest and not doing the classic white woman thing. Like, well, I don't know. Maybe their names come alphabetically more. Like, nah, yo. Like, this is the reason. They expelled those two black men because they're black. Wow. Like, if you had expelled all three of them, yes, that's fucked up. But to keep Gloria Johnson specifically is fucking nuts.
What's the justification? Like, what's the justification there? I have to know. Like there has to be quotes from Republicans that voted in favor of
her. I don't know. I really am not trying to find.
But not for them. I have to know what it is.
I mean, she's just such a nice lady. I don't know.
She's 60. Look at me. You have me fucking like desperately going through Twitter right now.
Yeah. Now Jones and Pearson, the two black men who were expelled, they are 27 and 28. Gloria Johnson, she's 60. So she's an old white lady. She's a retired teacher. She's a bit of a rabble rouser, though. In 2021, yeah. Johnson moved her desk to the hallway after she was assigned a windowless conference room. Her office believes that House Speaker Cameron Sexton assigned her the office to punish her because she was the only member who did not vote to reelect the Republican as speaker.
Oh, look, well, they can tell her where to sit, but they can't tell her where to stand.
Fucking hell yes. One of the greatest ads of all time. Greatest ads of all time. Yeah, man. Yeah. So she did a little Ed Markey, move. I'm not mad at that. Look, that's fucked up. That's a level of racism,
dude.
That
is so egregious.
I am like, wow, dude.
I'm dead serious. I am aghast right now. Like, I had no idea that you were about to tell me that.
I love that they were just like, yeah, she's a Democrat and fuck her, but she's still white.
We all know the majority of Republicans are like racist as fuck, but they at least try to do like the bare minimum to try to cover it up. Like, how the fuck are you going to come out and be like, yeah, these two brothers, like, get them the fuck out of here. But like, this white woman's like, she's cool though.
You don't even like her, dude. Like, you don't even like her. They're like, but she's still one of us. Like, that's fucking crazy to me. But again, what is your logical thought process as a white person hearing that? Oh, well, surely there must have been another. She's standing next to these dudes protesting in the same thing. Right. She's protesting in the exact same thing, in the same building, in the same fucking setting. Everything. The only difference, she's in the same party as them. Only difference is she's white.
Well, and here's the thing. So this Tennessee state legislature is comprised the way it is because of what else? Take a wild guess. Say it with me now. Partisan gerrymandering. So Republicans have like a fucking 3-1 seat advantage in the Tennessee State House. So they can supermajority their way to whatever dumb fucking shit they want to. Like, they don't have to talk to a single Democrat in the House. But that's not enough. It's not enough to fucking just have the supermajority and to pass your legislation and to do whatever the fuck you want to do. It's not enough. You have to punish people who dare to fucking, you know, dare to go stand up against you.
Okay, so here's a little bit of extra information on this. Around 6:15, Johnson was the second of the representatives who faced the expulsion vote. During her closing statement, she was surrounded by the Democratic caucus. Around 6:15 Eastern, the House voted on Resolution 64, which sought to expel Johnson, and failed by one vote with a vote of 65 yeas to 30 nays. So one Republican was like,
No. It was way more than one, because the vote to expel Jones was 75 to 24 or whatever it was, like 75 to 20. There were 75 yay votes that voted to expel him. And I highly doubt that any Democrats
would have been going along
for the ride.
Right. So again, what's the deal?
I gotta hear from those 11 Republicans that somehow changed their vote for Gloria Johnson, but not for the other two. I'm really curious to hear their justification as to why. And I really hope Tennessee state media or Tennessee local media really holds their fucking feet to the fire on that and be like, hey, so why is it that you voted to expel the two black guys and not the white woman? Curious. I'd really like you to explain that.
Yeah, so. I would too. You know what? You know who's a good person to do that interview? They're not a Tennessee person, but I would like someone from the Tennessee Republican Party, perhaps their leadership. I would love them to go on MSNBC and talk to Mehdi Hasan about it. Because Mehdi Hasan will just let the dead air rock until you honestly give an answer. Yeah. So, yeah, go on Mehdi Hasan's show and let him ask the very obvious question of how much of a dirtbag racist you really fucking are. That's amazing to me. Holy shit.
I truly cannot believe it. Truly cannot believe that happened in that.
Look, Brad, let me read something that someone said to me today that I think is very hold on if I can find it. I'm sorry. Someone said this to me today. I mean, it was you, Brad. I'm surprised you're surprised.
About this specific thing.
It's
boomerang.
Right. Like, it's not, right. It was actually about this earlier. I was like, did they vote the one guy out? You're like, yeah, I'm surprised you're surprised. But here's the thing. When I saw the makeup of the three of them, I was like, I bet that white lady gets off. Like, that was my immediate thought. This was like a couple of days ago. I was like, I bet she probably gets off. And I was like, nah, that's crazy. Come on, Jay.
I would have called you cynical and I would have been wrong.
I know America, yo. Like, Americans are a wild bunch of people.
Imagine being that fucking flagrant racist in fucking Congress, man. Like, I can't fucking get over it. I can't.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know what the details are of this expulsion, right? Like, obviously, they're gone. That's what that means.
Well, I can fill you in. So basically, now that they're gone, I think their county, their county chairs get to appoint like who gets to fill the seat until a special election is held, which he can appoint them. Like their county representatives can just appoint them.
Look, either put them right back in, fuck off,
right.
Or if they don't, these two brothers need to run immediately. And the people who voted them in, you come out fucking droves and throw them.
And they can. And if they win re-election, they can't be expelled again for this same
thing. Good.
They can't go back and do it again.
Play hard.
Now to move past just again, one of the most flagrant displays of racism I've ever seen in recent times. So the Republican plan is just like, you know, fuck you, we're gonna do what we want, and then we're just gonna end democracy. Because that's basically what this is. Like they're basically punishing these dudes because they didn't like the fact that they sided with protesters. Against kids dying, against gun
violence. Right. Never forget what they were arguing against. Hey man, I don't know, don't kill kids. Like, they were like, get out of here. Like, all right.
Seems like and Justin Jones, like when he was giving his like when they were, I guess, questioning him or whatever the fuck they were doing on the floor when he was trying to defend his position. Like, he made the point, like, in that legislature, in that Tennessee state legislature, in the past couple of years, they had an accused child molester. That they did not hold to a vote to expel. That was a Republican. And that person was later convicted of 32 counts of child molestation. Did not force him to be expelled. Why? Because the same speaker Cameron Sexton said, "Oh, well, this is a case we have to weigh the will of the voters versus the will of the will of the body, essentially."
What?
Interesting. Yeah, child. So accused child molester. Not a big deal. We're good. We're good. There was another person from the Republican side who was standing accused. I think they were actually might have been indicted of a crime as well. And again, they were just like, "Nah, we're gonna let it rock. We're gonna let it happen." But protests with kids protesting gun violence and break a house rule. And again, they have mechanisms. If they were upset about that, you could have censured them. That would have been heavy handed. It would have been fucked up. But you know what? You can say, "Look, you broke this rule. We're going to censure you." They could have voted for it, and then we would have carried on with their day. Think about how bad you are fucking up right now, because there are people that fucking state house is packed to the gills right now in the common areas with protesters screaming "fuck you, fascists!" like incessantly at the fucking chamber.
Look, again, this is a hallmark of a no-win situation for the Republicans. Frankenstein's monster, you made it. It is now down in the town killing people. And you don't know what to do. So all you're doing is going, "Go, this is great, because I don't want the monster to turn on me." And the problem is, you think while the monster is like destroying democracy or trying to, you think that you're winning. But eventually, the townspeople are going to get together and they're going to come to your house and they're going to kick the shit out of you. And guess what? 2022, that was the start of it. And it's only going to get worse as things go on. As MAGA gets more deeply rooted into your party, and it's already pretty bad. Look, you think this ends with Donald Trump dying? No, it really doesn't. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these other, they all are these MAGA fucking idiots that you've given power to. And you can't get them out of your party fast enough. So you're fucked. Good. Couldn't happen to a more deserving group of people. All right. This week in stupid. Get out of here. Apparently, people are admitting to drinking Budweiser publicly, which is super weird to me.
That is the most scandalous part of this controversy.
Like, what are you doing? So apparently the Anheuser-Busch company came out and was like, "Hey man, we support Black Lives Matter and trans lives. We're for inclusion." Now, here's the thing. I am a hardcore believer that corporations are amoral, meaning they don't have any morality. They have shareholders, and all they care about is selling more widgets, more products to acquire more money for the shareholders. That is their job. They don't give a fuck about you. No major big corporation gives a shit. They don't care about your gay rights. They don't care about your black rights. They don't care about your civil rights or your uncivil rights. They don't give a shit about any of that. Stop making corporations your personality, okay? Grogu is not your friend. It's an IP, okay? That's how it goes. For me, personally, that's because I live in the world. I've been alive for more than 10 minutes. Because this is fucking true, okay? This is an objective
fact. Sorry, you gotta warn me before you just throw sliders in there like that. Jesus Christ.
All that being said, apparently Republicans think that the beer that they drink is really important as far as like their corporate identity and their personal identity. So when Anheuser-Busch was like, "Hey man, why don't we squeeze more blood from this rock that is America by saying we support black lives matter and support trans lives and everything else, we might be able to get more trans and black people and other white people who are liberal to drink our swill," right? Chances are you might get an extra 9 people, because people with actual good taste in beer don't drink Budweiser, right? But that's, again, it's fine. But apparently, a bunch of shit-kicking real Americans were like, hell no, I drink Bud Light, and I hate the gays, and I hate black people, so how dare you ruin all that is my personality by saying
it. You fucking queered up my beer can. I can't drink this beer now because there's a fucking rainbow flag on my fucking beer can.
Yeah, I'm not drinking that shit. So they're mad. They're like, they're big mad. And the king of idiots on the right, he's got something to say about it. So here's a little video from musician Kid Rock, who once rhymed the word things with things. It's a true story. He did.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Gross. Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible. Fuck Bud Light and fuck Anheuser-Busch. Have a terrific day.
So, for people listening, Kid Rock, an adult man, pulled out some sort of, like, I don't know, machine gun or whatever. I know, I didn't say the right fucking term. Suck my dick. Whatever type of gun, and he shot a bunch of cases of Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's mad that they were like, hey, man, I don't know. Gay people are cool. Trans people are cool. Black people are cool. Can you just drink our garbage beer? And he got real mad about it. He was like, fuck you, Bud Light. You know, fuck you, Anheuser-Busch. Again, it's a corporation. Why are you making it your personality? Now, I have seen some conservatives take a really interesting take on this, which this is my personal favorite, besides shooting objects that you paid for, you dumb fucks. They've decided they're going to drink Coors Light instead, which is weird because Coors also has the same stance as Anheuser-Busch, because Coors, even though their beer is somehow even worse, they were on the forefront of being able to say they support trans lives and Black Lives Matter as well. So
yeah, they're
all the normal load. All the normal beers are gay now. Sorry guys, they're all queer.
There is a shitload of you know LGBTQ plus Coors advertising out there. I've got a couple bones to pick. First of all, Kid Rock really the king of fucking MAGA idiots. Like, doesn't Alex Jones deserve that crowd? Honestly, instead of the court jester that is Kid to for Rock, number one. Number two, I heard, and I don't know if this is true. People are saying, like, we're gonna use the Republican cover. People are saying that video is actually faked somehow. I'm not sure how, but allegedly that video might have been faked. So
interesting.
More to come there. More to come there.
A little AI. All right, I like it.
Yeah.
It's a very dangerous technology in a lot of ways. here's the thing. Even if it isn't real, I want to believe that it is.
If it's not real, it's somehow worse, because then you took the effort to make it look like you were shooting a bunch of Bud Light, which is just the most pathetic thing that you can do. Again, I have to point out, if it's real and you have the Bud Light, you have given Anheuser-Busch your money in exchange for their product so that you can make a demonstration with it. You're not quite proving the point that you think that you are.
Right. And look, you know, it's really funny because Republicans do this thing all the time where they are terrible at protesting things. They're like, well, liberals do it, we're going to do it. But see, here's the thing. I don't go and buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches to throw them away. You know what I do? I just don't buy Chick-fil-A.
Right. I just don't go.
I don't, you know. I don't make the entire protest my personality. I don't make Chick-fil-A my personality. I just don't buy it because I'm not going to support a company that supports forcing kids to convert. like do from like gay conversion shit. I don't believe in that. If you want to do it, that's on you. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. That's my personal line.
And again, like if I understand if conservatives don't want to drink, but like it's your prerogative. I understand. Yeah, like if the company is outwardly drink
it anyway, what's wrong with you?
Well, correct. But if the company is like outwardly displaying, you know, their support of a movement or a group of people that you don't agree with, go for it. But do we really need the fucking public navel gazing for you? Like again, to your point, the only place where me and Jay have made it a point to talk about like, oh, we don't buy Chick-fil-A anymore is on this show in response to shit like this.
I never talk about this because
who the fuck would? Because you're not an insane person.
Right. And, you know, there's one other time when someone's like, hey, do you want to get something to eat? And I'm like, yeah, cool. And they're like, there's a Chick-fil-A right there. I'm like, I don't eat Chick-fil-A. That's it. I don't even go into, hey, I don't eat Chick-fil-A because blah, blah, blah. Look, truth be told, I don't eat there because there are a bunch of religious zealots even before the gay conversion. Like, what kind of fast food restaurant isn't open on Sundays? Fuck you. Fries can't be that good. Oh, but it's Jesus's day. Don't get our milkshakes. Fuck off. Like, get out of here. So, Sunday's my fast food day. How dare you? I think that protesting against things because they are morally reprehensible is a thing everyone has the right to do. I just don't personally think it's morally reprehensible to be cool with trans people existing. I don't have a problem with
that. And again, like if their whole point is, oh, we're going to find a beer that doesn't fucking come out and support LGBTQ people, good luck not drinking beer.
No, Yingling apparently is they're big on the whole conservative thing. Like they're pro Trump and everything else. Which just tells me I'm going to go buy a case of Yingling and I'm going to fucking throw it in a river. Like, fuck you guys. I don't really drink beer that often anyway. I was like, that was $30. Like, fuck you. Like, it's just a really weird thing.
Yeah.
But I drink fancier beers anyway because I'm a man of taste.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa, that's a shame. I used to like Yingling until I found, you know, good beer. So
yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it's a fine beer. It's fine. It's fine.
It's a perfectly cromulent beer. So
yeah, cromulent. So yeah, it's I don't understand shooting beers. I didn't understand burning your New Balance. I never understood. What did they were like destroying?
You know, lighting your fucking Nikes on fire and burning your LeBron James jerseys and throwing your Keurigs off the third.
That was it. I was going to say it was like a coffee pot or something. Right? They were like, fuck you, Keurig. I was like, the K-Cup people? Those people.
And going out and buying like 20 MyPillows so that you can fucking support, you know, companies that support conservatism or whatever. So
yeah, like, dude, don't destroy your K-Cup. Like, those guys, you guys should support. You know how terrible K-Cups are for the environment? These guys are right up your alley. How about don't buy a K-Cup, make a pot of coffee, you fucking loser. Like, Jesus. I'm just destroying the
I don't know. Have you seen the price of coffee, Jay, right now? It's insane. K-Cups are a good value for money.
Right. Well, I don't know. Guys, I'm not poor. I don't see the prices of things. I'm sorry. I don't know. How would I even know? But yeah, I actually saw the price of
it. It's one cup of coffee. Jesus, this is going to cost $10.
How much could a banana cost, Mike? So it's really wild, man. But yeah, Chris Rock, Kid Rock's an idiot. So, you know,
remember that dude wanted to run for senator once upon a time.
He did. That's true. Jesus
Christ. Thank God that never got off the ground. Whew. Can you imagine? It would have been quite a dumb off to see who would have been a worse senatorial candidate between him and Herschel Walker. So,
oof. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he ran in 2024. I really wouldn't be. He's like, these goddamn beer companies need to be stopped. How can I do it from Congress? Like,
we're gonna haul the CEO of Anheuser-Busch in front of Congress to answer why he's making his beer gay.
Yeah, like, what happened to you, man? I used to believe in you. Why? We're a giant corporation. Right, we don't give a fuck about any of you. Just buy our garbage beer and shut up. By the way, this doesn't hurt Anheuser-Busch at all.
No, if anything, it's helpful. It's getting their brand out there. It's free advertisement.
Dude, if I were Anheuser-Busch, guess what? I'm a sponsor of the New York Gay Pride Parade. I'm the sponsor of the Gay Pride Parade in every major city across the United States. I'm like Duff Beer. I'm airdropping that shit on the gay folks. Dance it up. Drink our shitty beer. If you drink 30 of them, you'll get a buzz. This is awesome. Like, fuck yeah. Just do it. Piss people all the way off. Your brand will do better to piss off the people who don't. Look, the fact of the matter is, like, crazy rednecks who are like, I'm mad about this, they're going to go back and drink Bud Light in 2 months. In a month. Why? Because that's the beer they've been drinking for 30 years, yo. Like, that's just the beer they like. They're going to drink, I don't like the queers. But I love this. I love this, having a case of Bud Light on a Wednesday. That's normal. So, like, they're going to drink it. It's fine. No one's losing out. And then after 2 months, 2 or 3 months, no one will remember this. No one will remember this. No one will give a shit. And I know this because these motherfuckers didn't remember Coors did it. Okay? Like, they didn't remember. Nobody gave a fuck. They don't care. So, yeah. Look. Hey, Republicans. You can go back to drinking it tomorrow. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. We won't know. We won't even know.
Yeah, we won't know. Look, you can buy your... If the beer makes you trans... It's fine. Grab your own boob. It's cool. Nobody gives a fuck, bro. Nobody cares, Kid Rock. You're going to be fine. All right. That is it for us. We will be back next week with another episode.
Jesus Christ.